I'm a co-founder and president of PharmaWatch, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan consumer watchdog. We promote safe drugs and affordable drugs in Canada. I'm going to make just a few comments. The issue of safe and affordable drugs is an international issue. It's not just an American issue or a Canadian issue. Americans are looking for safe and more affordable drugs in Canada, but Americans don't need Canadian drugs. They need Canadian drug policies. And they need those policies only as a starting point because we have some weaknesses in our policy arena as well. But the types of policies that the Americans who are coming here over the last couple of days to purchase drugs, the policies that they're benefiting from include, first of all, a lower Canadian dollar. This is an obvious advantage for Americans who are coming to buy medicine here. The second is the policies that we have that exercise some control over the prices of drugs. We have a price review system in Canada at the federal level, which enables the federal government to basically negotiate the prices of prescription drugs with individual pharmaceutical manufacturers. We also, at the provincial level, promote a higher use of generic drugs in Canada through the provincial pharmacare programs, and this really reduces substantially the overall cost of drugs and the price that individuals pay. So, and the fourth policy that we benefit from is the ban on direct-to-consumer advertising in Canada, which adds substantially to the cost price of drugs that Americans pay. So these are some of the strengths in our system, but we also have some problems, obviously. Canadians know that we are also paying too high prices. For example, the price that we pay for generic drugs in Canada is too high, and we need to extend the same kinds of policies that govern brand name drugs to generics in terms of the prices. We need a national pharmacare program in Canada that is based on the principles of universality that we have in our Medicare program. And this has to be accompanied by very aggressive bargaining for lower prices by the federal government. We also need to change the whole regime around drug patents in Canada. This is really causing us a lot of problems in Canada, these extended 20-year patents on brand name pharmaceuticals. And finally, I would just like to say that in 1966, we introduced universal Medicare in Canada, and we need to extend the principles of universal Medicare to one of the most important parts of our medical system, which is drug therapy, drugs. Thanks.